From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made history Tuesday in Singapore, becoming the first American and North Korean leaders to meet. Their session began with smiles and handshakes at the Capella Hotel on Sentosa Island. Mr. Trump sounded upbeat going into their private meeting.
I feel really great. We're going to have a great discussion, and I think tremendous success. It'll be tremendously successful. And it's my honor, and we will have a terrific relationship, I have no doubt.
Later, he said they forged a good relationship. The North Korean leader said it was not getting easy to Singapore, referring to the obstacles of past prejudices and practices. He said those have been overcome. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres earlier said the whole world was watching.
And I commend the leaders of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea and the United States for pursuing a diplomatic solution. And I also thank all those who contributed to creating the conditions for this key moment.
The U.S. has repeatedly stated it's seeking the complete, irreversible, and verifiable denuclearization of North Korea. Defense priorities analyst Benjamin Friedman counseled caution in terms of defining success.
I think our expectations should be modest, so success would be probably a summit that doesn't end in acrimony and that leads to further negotiations towards some sort of disarmament deal.
There's no word yet on just what was discussed. A Burundian UN peacekeeper was killed and several government soldiers wounded late Sunday in a clash in the central town of Bambari. Last week, a Tanzanian peacekeeper was killed and several wounded in an ambush in the village of Dilipoko. Several of the attackers from the militia group called Union for Peace and CAR were also killed. This is VOA News.